It is time for us to take a look at sports. We'll start off with sports with Major League Baseball. It's nice to have them back. The Mets defeated the Giants in 10 innings, 5-4 yesterday. We'll look at the standings, by the way, in just a few moments. The Yankees over the Tigers, 4-2. The Red Sox over the Blue Jays, 2-1. The Rays defeated the Cubs, 6-5. All right. That's the way the schedule went yesterday. Now, taking a look at the standings, I think you'll find them very interesting. In the American League East, Boston, the Yankees, and Toronto are all tied at 6-5. Tampa Bay at 6-6. And Baltimore at 3-6. So, Boston, the Yankees, and Toronto are tied. Tampa Bay a half game back. And then Baltimore. In the American League Central, Chicago has a two-game lead over Cleveland and Kansas City, and 2.5 over Detroit and 3 over Minnesota. In the American League West, the Angels are tied with Oakland, half game back, Houston and Seattle, and then Texas is 4 games back. In the National League East, the Mets are 9-3. 9-3. And they have a 3.5 game lead over Atlanta and Washington, a 4-game lead over Miami, and a 5-game lead over Philadelphia. Right now, I think the Mets have the best record in Major League Baseball. In the Central and the National League, St. Louis is a half game ahead of Milwaukee, a game ahead of the Cubs, 2 ahead of Pittsburgh, and 5.5 ahead of Cincinnati. And in the National League West, Colorado is 8-3. They're tied with the Dodgers at 8-3. For first place, San Francisco a game back, San Diego a game back, and Arizona a game back. So yes, my friends, the best record in Major League Baseball belongs to the Mets. Meet the Mets, meet the Mets. Step right up and greet the Mets. All right, now taking a look at the NBA. In the playoffs yesterday, game 2, series tied is 1-1. The Pelicans over the Suns, 125-114. The Timberwolves lost to the Grizzlies, 124-96 yesterday. That series is tied at one game apiece. Heat defeated Atlanta, 115-105. The Heat lead that series 2-0. Meanwhile, yesterday, the Warriors over the Nuggets, 126-105. The Warriors lead that series 2-0. All right. I think that's all we had for yesterday. All right. All right. We'll go on to the National Hockey League now for yesterday. And in the National Hockey League yesterday, the Bruins defeated the Blues by a score of 3-2. That's the only local team that saw. Oh, no, pardon me. The Islanders fell to the Panthers by a score of 3-2, and the Rangers downed the Jets by a score of 3-0. Coming up today, I don't think any of the local teams are in action. Note, tomorrow the Devils take on the Sabres, the Bruins take on the Penguins, the Rangers take on the Islanders. Taking a look at the standings once again, the Bruins rock steady in fourth place with 99 points on the season. Metropolitan Division, the Hurricane and the Rangers are both tied for first place. They both have 106 points. The Islanders have 80 points. The Devils have 61. All right, so the Rangers are just having a very good year. Let's hope they can continue it into the playoff. You know, let's hope they can get to the Stanley Cup again. I mean, for years, I'm a Ranger fan, and the Rangers hadn't won for years. I think it was something like 50 years, and they finally won. I got to see it. But they haven't won since then, and I think it's been 20-some years since they've won the Cup. Let's win it one more time for the old double M. Come on. Let's go. I've seen the Yankees win a couple of World Series. I've seen the New York Football Giants, my other team, win 4 Super Bowls. It's time for the Rangers to step forward. And the Knicks, Phil. It's time for the Knicks to step forward. It's been a long time since they won a championship. Well, anyway. That is a check on sports this morning with a little commentary from Double M here on Robin Hood Radio.